Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
This one's an interesting one, the conviction of the Holy Spirit, which I might have shared this one on the last talk, but I'm just going to let you know, I'm going to kind of breeze over some of these. But the conviction of the Holy Spirit, I'm just letting you know, early on in my walk, I didn't quite understand what conviction of the Holy Spirit was, because I was speaking. I remember I was speaking with a group of men that I was working with, which were extremely wounded group of men with personality disorders and all kinds of stuff. Really, really traumatized, amazing, powerful men. But I was teaching on the conviction of the Holy Spirit one time. And what I did is I just shared I just parroted what I had heard taught about the conviction of the Holy Spirit. And when I did that, it triggered half the people in the room, because I was dealing with people who had convictions with the state, who'd been in prison, who, you know, it's a different word for them. And what I was sharing was a little bit not lined up with what the actual scriptures say. So I decided to do the research. And when I did that research, I can't find anywhere in the scriptures where it says that Holy Spirit convicts a new creation follower of Jesus of sin. I can't find it, right? But I can find where he says that Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin because they don't believe in him. He convicts us of righteousness because Jesus went back home, and he's not here to tell us personally our righteous identity. And he convicts the enemy of judgment because he's already judged. So the conviction of the Holy Spirit, he is convicting you of the truth of who you are in Christ. That's what Holy Spirit is doing now. He's not trying to point out everything you're doing wrong and try to make you feel better about it, right? He's actually convicting you, fully convincing you of your righteous identity in Christ is what Holy Spirit is doing. And when he does that, he glorifies Jesus, is what the scriptures say. When Holy Spirit's revealing truth to you, he is actually glorifying Jesus when he does that. And, you know, there's other ways of, like, the sense of confession, how you just continually confess over and over again what's going on to be free. And again, I do know the scripture says, you know, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so you can be healed. But if we go back to that behavioral management piece, what I've found, and again, I'm not going to do a deep teaching on this. I may have covered it last time, but I'm going to talk about what sin is in that sense. What we've done is we've designed a system within the church where we confess our behavior and we confess our defensive self-protections to each other and our sinful behavior to each other, pray for each other, and don't get healed of the issue, because we didn't get to the real sin, which is the unbelief, in my opinion. And when you look at the scriptures, again, I do a whole teaching on this. I'm not going to break out. But in my opinion, when the enemy lied to Adam and Eve, when they believed the lie, that was the problem. Eating the fruit was a problem, but believing the lie was the problem. And they would have never eaten the fruit if they didn't believe the lie. And then they started self-protecting, and they hid in fear, covered themselves in shame, blamed each other in guilt. Boom, that's the pattern. It just got handed down, and that's the destructive pattern that's affecting you and me and everybody today. So that idea of just needing to confess over and over again, if we can get to that point of say, wow, this is the lie I'm believing, we can do something about it. But just confessing your behavior, man, just stir up. You know, the devil's in the details, and the more you just want to get lost in the details of the past trauma, the more you're going to stir up those traumatic feelings and actually manifest more of it, is what I've found. And so one of the most common things I see, too, is just the whole idea that you're just a sinner with a wicked heart. You know, you can't trust your heart. It's beyond a cure, right? All those things. Now, the reality of that is you don't even have to get to the New Testament to find out what he did with that old wicked heart. He removed that from you. He gave you a new heart, is what he did. It's no longer, you no longer have that old wicked heart. And to confess that lie over and over again over yourself is destructive and abusive, is what it is. And you are no longer a sinner. Yeah, we do it. That's one of the things I joke about. I tell my friends, it's like, I'm not a sinner. I just play one in real life. You know, it's just like, but it's not who I am. Yeah, we do it. I have unbelief. I have manifestations of unbelief. I still throw fits. I have anger. I have fear. I have shame. I have guilt. You know, just like all of you, my flavor is a little bit different than yours, but we all have it at some level. And then, you know, the sense of us being undeserving or unholy in some way, like holiness is really abused. It just, holiness is so abused. Somehow that your holiness is affected by your behavior, right? I mean, you never got holy by your behavior, right? And even how God says, like, hey, be holy because I'm holy. Now, is God holy because he behaves right? You know, think about that. I don't think so. I think God's holy because he's holy. And he's like, be holy because I'm holy. He's not like, behave holy.
Go to DougAddison.com/time-off. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner, $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Enlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. We've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation, he just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program, then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/time-off and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.